You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Travis don't want to be one.
Are you sleeping with him?
Yes.
You know what? The only reason he was with you is because you spread your legs.
Facebook points.
Every Tuesday right around this time, the drama train leaves the station. We all climb on board. Facebook fights. Bout number one. Somebody got left behind at the station, apparently. And she is not happy. It's Facebook fights bout number one.
Shelby starts. I hope you are happy. You ruined my weekend, and you know who you are.
Oh, my God. What happened? Who ruined your weekend?
Don't bite, Stacy. She's going to take you for a ride on the drama train.
Shut up, Todd.
Yeah, shut up, Todd. Tell me what happened.
I warned you.
Hey, let her tell the story. Should be good without any judgment or blame, I'm sure. LOLOL.
Well, Pete and I were supposed to go see the Joker together. I even passed up a chance to go last weekend because he had to work.
Here we go.
So we decided on Saturday night. We even bought the tickets ahead of time.
What's the problem, or is that a bad question?
My sitter canceled last minute, so I couldn't go.
Bummer!
So, Pete called his brother and took him instead while I stayed home alone.
Dude!
What? We had already paid for the tickets, and hey, they aren't my kids.
Really, Pete?
Wow.
Yes, really. What do you think of your buddy now?
What a jerk!
I know, right?
Dude, you're on her side, huh?
Well, no, but I just don't understand.
Well, what do you mean?
How could you take your brother instead of me?
I'm sorry, man. My bad.
I hate you both.
Me too! I hate you too.
So it's not so much that he went, it's that he went with the wrong person.
I guess I don't get it.
The plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who? I don't know. Don't get bent
out of shape. If you're going with your girlfriend, you're going with your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's kind of how it ends up being.
Well, that's why it's on here.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, yes. All right, in bout number two. The whiny poster. No one ever responds to my post. Yeah, we're going to get to know Paul. Paul is a gigantic, massive a-hole. And you're going to find out why in Facebook fights. Bout number two.
Nobody ever responds to any of my posts. I should just shut my account down.
Paul, maybe you should. You're always posting political crap and photos of people with foot fungus. Nobody wants to see that stuff.
You know, Valerie is right. There are times that I can't tell the difference between the political post and the foot fungus. LOL. Hashtag Paul's Facebook page sucks.
Valerie, you want to talk? All you ever post are photos of yourself in a bikini and fundraising events for kids with autism. Seriously, get over yourself. You're not that hot and pick another cause. Autism is so 2013.
Oh, Valerie, Paul is an idiot. He obviously doesn't know autism has been and remains a big problem in this country, and he clearly doesn't know your brother has autism.
Well, here comes Big Ed to save the damsel in distress. Way to go, Ed.
You need a psychiatrist.
I just looked at your last few posts, and I think you'd be doing everyone, including yourself, a favor if you just deleted your page.
Hey, screw all you guys. I've posted many times on my page. If you're not offended by what I post, I'm not doing it right.
So you're an a-hole then?
Yes, I am. And damn proud of it.
Okay, then. Hitting delete and block.
Me too.
Hey, wait for me.
Good. Get the hell out of here. Who you think I'll miss you three? I still have 16 friends. So I'll be just fine.
Oh, my.
Yes.
I still have 16 friends.
He is kind of an animal.
Who don't comment on your page.
Apparently.
Finally, in this last one, you be the judge. Do we have a problem with homelessness around here or not? Trina doesn't think so. It's Facebook fights. Bout number three.
All right.
I'm so sick of homeless people all up in my business.
What happened? Did one of them approach you?
No, nothing like that. I'm just tired of driving past them. I'm just so sick of it.
I'm sure they're sick of being homeless.
Don't even, Lexi. They're out there just gaming the system.
Really? So there are no homeless people whatsoever who are actually homeless and in need.
Hey, maybe there are a few, but most of them treat begging like it's their full-time job. It must be really nice.
It must be nice? What is wrong with you? There are legitimate people who are struggling, and you think they're just playing a game?
Shut up, Lexi! You know there's no homeless problem in Virginia Beach.
Actually, Trina, there are homeless people in Virginia Beach.
Yeah, whatevs. You just know everything, don't you, Tim?
Well, I don't know everything, but I was homeless in Virginia Beach for almost 2 years.
Oh, get her, Tim.
I'm not out to get anybody. I'm just thankful that I have a roof over my head now.
Hey, not that I don't believe you, but how exactly did you end up homeless?
Well, I was working as a subcontractor for a construction company, and I broke my foot.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have enough money for health insurance. The bills started piling up. I couldn't work to pay them off, and I couldn't pay my rent. I got thrown out. No family, no friends, out on the street.
You just couldn't find another job, could you?
No, I got a broken foot, and I must have filled out 100 applications. Eventually, the pain in my foot and the depression about the situation got the best of me, and I actually lived in the woods off a Shore Drive for 22 months.
Wow.
If it wasn't for strangers, I would have starved to death.
Okay, I'm just going to go take myself out of this thread. Tim, I wish you all the best.
Hey, Trina, have anything else to say about your friend Tim being homeless?
Just because I have one friend who happened to be homeless doesn't mean the rest of them ain't just playing us.
Oh, my God. You're just cold and heartless.
But at least I got all my spare change. Hello!
That's brutal.
Fighting into the ground, man.
Oh, kid, fighting on the way out.
Facebook fights. Every Tuesday morning we get together and knock it around. If you see some that would be interesting, take a screen capture and send it over to rumble@fm99.com. We'll be right back.